This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. An executive of a Pennsylvania Planned Parenthood affiliate has admitted that the abortion business knew of the problems at Gosnell's abortion facility. Nevertheless, it appears this Planned Parenthood did not report what it encountered the way a real medical clinic would. A piece in the Wall Street Journal says the grand jury investigating Gosnell suggested that other abortionists treated Gosnell less as an outlaw than as a niche player in the abortion market. 2 years before authorities raided Gosnell's clinic thinking it was a pill mill, a Gosnell employee reported her boss to authorities under a fictional name. No one listened. In testimony late last week in the Gosnell murder trial, Karima Cross also testified that her training at the Gosnell clinic was to observe one ultrasound procedure. From that point, she was on her own performing ultrasounds. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. The Obama administration has given Neural Stem Incorporated and the University of Michigan approval for continued research on a treatment for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease, using healthy 8-week fetal tissue. President of Michigan Right to Life Barbara Listing called the research unethical, saying it lacks an acceptance of human dignity for all members of the human family. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.